You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with National MP Tom Rutherford.
Welcome back to The Wire. Hearings on the Regulatory Standards Bill are currently underway, with around 23,000 total submissions, both written and oral. Early analysis of the submissions estimated 88% are in opposition, while only 0.3% are in support. The bill has been pushed by Minister for Regulation and ACT Party leader David Seymour, who says it should support the government to reduce regulation and ensure the protection of individual rights and private property. The bill has been criticised for not including clauses around te tiriti o waitangi or environmental protections. It has also been criticised for potentially undemocratic elements, placing large amounts of control in the hands of the unelected Ministry for Regulation. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I asked Tom Rutherford about the new Regulatory Standards Bill in light of the Select Committee hearings and new criticisms. Submissions on the Regulatory Standards Bill are currently being heard in Select Committee. Before we get into the submissions and perspectives on the bill, what is the bill and why is the government looking at implementing it?
Yeah, so the purpose of the Regulatory Standards Bill is to improve the quality of New Zealand's regulations by allowing ineffective or inconsistent rules to be reviewed transparently. The bill is about lifting the standard of regulatory decision-making, ensuring rules do what they're intended to do and are based on clear principles and deliver results for New Zealanders. It's before the Select Committee at the moment, Finance and Expenditure Select Committee, which is an appropriate forum for people to, for the committee to hear from expert and public submissions and ensuring all potential impacts are properly considered. I think it's really important, and I hope we'll talk about it through this interview, that we talk about what's included in the bill and what's not included in the bill, because there's been a lot of information out in the public around what people are concerned about, and it'd be great to clarify that as well.
Just before we get into that, we've seen similar bills to this one rejected under previous governments. What's different this time?
Yeah, I obviously this is my first term, so wasn't part of those considerations when they were previous legislations were considered in previous governments. But this bill is about lifting the standard of regulatory decision making. It's vital that we get the bill right, and the government is really open to receiving feedback from academics, legal experts, industry and the public, as we're seeing at the moment with public submissions to the Select Committee.
We've seen a lot of criticism of the bill around its lack of consideration towards things like our nation's founding document, te tiriti o waitangi, and other factors important to our national identity, such as protections for our environment and native species, which are absent in the new Regulatory Standards Bill, which is looking at things like protecting private property rights or protecting individual freedoms. Why is this?
Yeah, so some people have raised concerns that the treaty isn't explicitly referenced in the Regulatory Standards Bill, but it's important to be clear that the bill does not override or weaken treaty obligations, and any recommendations made under it are non-binding. The intent is to improve how regulations are assessed, not to interfere with the Crown's ability to meet any commitments. It only creates a non-binding accountability and review process. It includes no mechanism for invalidating or overruling legislation, even if it concerns treaty-based rights, and it does not prevent the Crown or Parliament from continuing to give effect to treaty obligations in future legislation.
ACT Party leader David Seymour has spoken out about the exclusion of te tiriti from this bill, similar to how you mentioned earlier, saying the inclusion of te tiriti wouldn't help reduce red tape, and mentioned, as you did earlier, that it wouldn't overrule existing legislation, it would merely provide guidance. While this is true, should we really be prioritising the removal of regulation and advice about the removal of regulation over existing factors, such as our nation's founding document?
Yeah, so as I said before, some have raised concerns that the treaty isn't explicitly referenced in the bill, but it's important to be clear that the bill does not override or weaken treaty obligations, and any recommendations that are made are non-binding. The intent is to improve how regulations are assessed, not to interfere with the Crown's ability to meet any commitments.
The bill is set to be implemented by the Ministry of Regulation, and this government has talked at length, both in its creation of the Ministry of Regulation and in other areas, about cutting red tape. As you've mentioned, the bill would allow this committee to establish recommendations on existing legislation or on future legislation. Is this just introducing, you know, new red tape moving forward for other governments to consider?
No, this is about making sure that the quality of legislation that future parliaments are bringing in are in line with what we want to be doing as a country. So, you know, as I said earlier, it's about lifting the standard of regulatory decision making. And it's really important to clarify what the bill does versus what it doesn't do. So what it does is it sets out the principles of sound regulatory practice and gives a mechanism to test whether existing or proposed regulations meet those principles. It allows for independent reviews of regulations and regulatory decision-making and aims to improve the transparency of quality regulatory frameworks across government. It does not give courts or reviewers the power to strike down laws or regulations. It does not override Parliament. Recommendations made through the reviews are not binding. And it does not restrict academic freedom or public debate.
If we're looking at analysis of the submissions now, some 23,000, with around 88% looking in opposition and less than a percent of submissions in clear support of the bill. This seems like a pretty blatant show of opposition. How do you expect this will factor into the government's decisions on the bill moving forward?
Yeah, so the bill's currently before the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee. They just started their first day of hearings yesterday on the legislation and are carrying on throughout this week and moving forward. That is the appropriate forum for hearing expert and public submissions. It's vital we get the legislation right, and we would welcome feedback from academics, legal experts, industry and the general public on the bill. As I'm personally following the process closely and am committed to considering the evidence and concerns raised through the submissions, as are my colleagues who sit on the Finance and Expenditure Select Committee as well. And it's undergoing the scrutiny, and that's a good part of our parliamentary process, about having legislation going to select committees and for the general public to submit on legislation, whether it's in favour or opposed, to improve the legislation wherever possible.
Just more on that a little bit. We've seen, as I mentioned, this large degree of opposition. How will that sort of turnout factor into the government's consideration of whether to pass the bill or not moving forward?
Yeah, well, that'll be a consideration that the select committee members themselves will have to consider as they go through their process of listening and hearing the submissions and then their work beyond that. I'm not a member of that committee, so I can't speak specifically to the discussions they may or may not be having, but that is a democratic part of being on a select committee and inviting the public to make their submissions on legislation.
Yeah, and on that democratic element, it's been a topic of discussion, the democratic elements of this bill and the ideas around it. Obviously, 23,000 submissions, a difficult number for any group to assess fully and properly. And there's been some concerns about those submissions not being treated with the full respect or not being fully covered each. However, if we're thinking about this bill moving forward, you know, is taking this bill to a referendum something that the government would be considering, you know, to ensure that it is a bill that all of the country is on board with?
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I haven't been made aware of any consideration around whether this legislation would be taken to referendum. That's not something I'm aware of at this time. But as I said, I'm not a member of the select committee that's currently considering the bill. And so that's the extent of my knowledge around that particular aspect.
Lastly here, I just wanted to talk about the National Party and the media response to the bill. We've seen from the government that a lot of the commentary on the bill and a lot of the discussion around the bill has been led by ACT's leader David Seymour, with the National Party and Prime Minister Christopher Luxon taking a backseat there. Why has the National Party been, you know, relatively silent on this bill compared to others put out under this government?
Yeah, well, this is a bill that is being led by David Seymour as the Minister for Regulation. So he is the minister in charge. So he is doing his due diligence and duty as the minister leading this legislation. Just would be the case if we were talking about legislation, say, for example, about justice, with Paul Goldsmith leading that, say, some of the announcements we had last week. He's the Minister for Justice. And in this case, David Seymour's the Minister for Regulation, and rightly so, he's been leading the charge on this legislation.
That was the National Party's Tom Rutherford speaking to me about the Regulatory Standards Bill.
That was our weekly chat with National MP Tom Rutherford.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.